Yusuf.
Yeah.
Yusuf.
What?
Let the bonkers begin!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Two white Muslims.
Go.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh.
My name's Junaid Rahim.
And my name's Muhammad Yusuf Bashforth.
And affectionately, we're known as
the Two White Muslims.
You know, there's a few good reasons for that. Firstly,
well, there are two of us.
Secondly,
we're white.
And most importantly,
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we're both Muslim. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Those headphones are a bit loud.
I've got to say, wheels working then.
Oh, I just nearly knocked my head off.
You recoiled as if in anger.
It nearly sliced into my brain. It felt like having something large and heavy thrust into my brain.
sounds a tad uncomfortable.
At some force.
With some amount of...
And all it was me saying assalamu alaikum.
That's all it was.
Crazy.
Into a loud live mic. Does mine sound a little weird, or is it just my...
No, it's just your high-pitched voice.
Just my high-pitched voice. It's all that coffee.
Is it?
Oh, no.
Is it coffee or hormone replacement? I don't know.
HRT. HDR. HRTH.
I pay HRT as well, sadly. Yes. for those not in the knowledge, it's higher rate tax.
Yes.
If you're called Harris and you've just sent a message on Facebook, the answer is yes. As you will hear, we are doing the Drive Time show this evening.
Yes, we are.
And here we are.
Here we are.
Oh, what fun.
You're not going to get away with that one.
So, I mean, you can switch off now if you like.
Absolutely. We're here 4 till 7. 1 minute past 7. Turn it back on again.
You're safe to enter the room again.
Set an alarm. Say, OK, Google, set an alarm for 1 minute past 7. And Google will say, alarm set for 7:01 p.m.
You will have missed the two white Muslims.
Yes, yeah.
Because Google knows, you know. It knows
brilliant.
It knows everything, you know.
It's one of the few things when it comes to technology, I'm actually impressed with and haven't got bored of.
I know. It's amazing. I can see that. When it's during the day, Junaid will say, OK, Google, turn the lights on.
Yep.
And the lights come on.
Yes.
It's sunny.
It's sunny.
You don't need the lights on.
Watch this. Turn the conservatory lights on. Look. And then I take you through to the conservatory and say, see?
See? Lights on. And I'm thinking... Waste of electricity, that.
It's brilliant.
But amazing. And then he'll say, OK, Google, play, and then he'll name a song.
Yep.
And play that in the bedroom upstairs.
Yes.
And guess what?
It will.
It plays it in that bedroom upstairs.
And my favourite was play T-Moomy-Zoomy on Netflix. And it went, T-Moomy-Zoomy on Netflix, playing on. And it did it.
I struggled
to pronounce T-Moomy-Zoomy. It knew what it was. It's amazing.
I have to confess, my children are a little older than yours.
Yes, to be fair.
I'm guessing it's a kid's
thing. You've got the wee man.
I'm guessing it's a kid's thing.
It is a kid's thing. You've got the wee man. I tell you, the little man, grandson.
I'm on round two with children.
You are. Your grandson will get into T-Moomy-Zoomy and he will love it.
Inshallah.
He will love it. So, yeah, very clever. I love me.
So should I actually type a reply to us? I'm not sure about this social media thing.
I would. I think you're supposed to reply to everything.
Oh wait, so I'm
good
gonna,
or bad?
I'm gonna
keep us busy.
I'm going to say yes, sir. Yes.
Listen now.
Don't listen now. Don't miss another minute.
Don't listen. Come on.
Right, Junaid, keep our listeners entertained while I just.
Are you going to type your S?
It's going to take some time.
It'll take some time.
You know me, my one-finger typing.
Yes, but which fingers are you going to use?
I'm going to use...
You're going to use the middle finger? Oh, no, you'd use those to type.
Well, it depends.
Isn't that weird?
If I'm on my phone, it's always my middle finger.
Yes, same here.
If I'm typing on the keyboard...
You use your front fingers.
It can be four.
Doesn't that feel weird? Yeah. Doesn't it feel really uneven? Because we had this conversation earlier, because I use my, I don't know what you call it, the one next to your ring finger, your middle finger there, for typing. So your first finger sticks up in the air, middle finger's typey-typey. And by the way, where most people need 10 fingers, me, just the two. Just the two. Like lightning, they are. Just the two. Well, and that's the same on a phone, same on a tablet, same
I
on a
think
keyboard.
You will recall our conversation of last week.
You were a speed typist.
I imparted
one
of my many hidden talents.
Yes. Speed
did
typing.
Did I just say one of many?
Yeah, he'd say one of many. What you meant was one. One. My comma, talent. hidden talent, comma.
I can type at 36 words a minute.
Yeah.
36 words a minute.
That's a lot. That's one every 2 seconds.
Beat that.
That is one every 2 seconds. That is amazing.
But having said that, that was when I was 16.
Yes, yeah. But I was saying how much it freaks me out. Oh, and I remember. Do you remember what I was saying? Helen Waite. Helen Waite. I'm sure it's Nay, and it is. It's Helen Emery Nay Waite. So she was Helen Waite, and then she got married. Helen Emery. And she always used to freak me out because not only could she type with all of her fingers,
yep,
she could have a conversation at the same time and look at you, not the screen.
No.
So she'd be looking at you, having a conversation, typing. And what she typed came up on the screen.
Not that it was a joy to behold.
Well, not what she was saying, but what you were saying. So you'd say, "I think we should say blah 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 blah," and she'll go, "Oh yeah, that's a great idea." Type in it. Go, "Yeah, that's a great idea. Why don't we also say?" And it all came up on the screen. No issues, no problem. Oh, it's amazing. It is a talent.
She's crazy.
It was extraordinary, but it freaked me out. She used to do it on paper. She used to stare at me like that, wide-eyed, as she's typing.
Can she do anything else in life? Or is it just that?
She was unbelievably talented, but that one used to freak me out. It just used to freak me out.
You find when somebody's talented in that kind of respect and that kind of regard, that's
is that
all
it?
They can do.
Is that it? Is that you and your unicycle?
All I can do.
I can do a Rubik's Cube. And that's it.
Did you hear that tumbleweed?
Yes. There was a distant sound of bells. Oh, so we're here. It's Friday. It's quarter past four.
We've just done 15 minutes.
Of nothing.
14 and a half minutes of sheer nothing.
Of absolute nothing.
And I'm hoping you're enjoyed it.
Yes, nothing.
Like we have.
Two and three quarter more hours of this you've got. We've done 15 minutes of nothing.
Utter nonsense.
But it's 4:15.
But we're living up to our reputation.
We are.
Our reputation precedes us now.
Yes.
Our reputation is widely known. We've publicised it on Facebook.
Yes.
We've publicised it on Twitter.
Yes.
Instagram. You name it. It's out there.
Yep.
It's out there. Our reputation is out there.
Yes.
And our reputation is for being what?
Bonkers.
Bonkers.
We were told, "Gosh!" exclamation mark, which meant that they shouted it. Gosh!
Yeah. Yeah. Gosh!
I've just tuned in, and you two guys are...
Bonkers.
Bonkers. And best, we went, yay!
Best accolade I've ever had in my life.
Brilliant!
It felt better than being knighted.
Brilliant.
Knighted, I tell you.
Although, as you said, Sir Bonkers does sound fantastic.
Has a good ring to it,
Sir Bonkers, it does.
If I ever get knighted, I'm going to change my name to Bonkers.
Yes.
So Sir Bonkers. Sir Bonkers.
Phenomenal.
Alhamdulillah.
Arise, Sir Bonkers.
Sir Bonkers. I wonder if she'd actually say that. What do you think?
Well, she'd have to.
Because that's your name.
It's in the rules. Arise, Sir Bonkers.
Sir Bonkers.
Brilliant. Having just slapped you around the head with a big sword.
I know. I hope she's just the shoulders.
Yeah, absolutely.
She taps one shoulder and then brings it over your head.
Yeah.
She could just go straight through, couldn't
she? It's all about standards. Can you imagine if you walked down the street with one of them?
I know.
All about standards.
I'd be imprisoned in minutes.
Yep.
I would.
It is illegal now. My grandfather used to have a sword that his father brought back from the war.
Can you imagine the Queen in advertising?
Go on. Go on. It's gone very quiet. It's gone very quiet while you giggle over there.
Are you
thinking about getting a new kitchen?
Are you planning a new kitchen? That was so wrong.
It was. Is one planning a new kitchen?
Is one planning a new kitchen?
Come on, get it right.
But don't know where to start. So, alhamdulillah. So, Junaid, we're still on air. You see that?
I see that red mic live.
Red mic live.
Yes.
That
means no more coffee, Junaid.
That means
no more coffee. Talk.
Mic live. It means we've got some work to do.
We don't need to be professional. Okay. We're free.
So we are free and worth every penny.
Two white Muslims, free and worth it. How much do you boys get paid for this? Nothing.
Nothing.
How do you want it? Heads or tails?
And it's worth every penny.
It's worth every penny.
Subhanallah. Can you imagine if they started paying us?
They couldn't afford us. If they paid by the chuckle, they couldn't afford us. To you, to me. That's what they'd be calling us. The Islamic Chuckle Brothers.
Do you know what? Our three listeners and a dog.
Yes.
I still think they quite like this.
I think three of them do. I think the dog's having a bit of a... It's there in the corner, whimpering.
Howling.
Scratching the at the door.
Yeah, with its lead in its mouth.
Lead in its mouth, scratching at the door, looking as if... Are we going for a walk now?
Just get me out of here.
A long one, 3 hours. About two hours, 42 minutes will do it.
I can't listen to another word of this.
Not another word.
Poor dog.
They keep saying they're bonkers. I can think of other words. That's what the dog's saying. Do you know how it says it?
Oh, I have no idea.
Hello, Marcus.
Do you know what I think? Listen, I think finally we've lost it.
I think we're broken. We're broken men. Oh,
this is just tiredness beyond belief.
It is.
The problem.
This is sheer fatigue. is what this is.
Fatigued.
We're fatigued.
I'm fatigued.
Oh.
Having
yeah, there's some people looking. Oh, fatigued.
Long weekend. What can we say? And
a long day
today. Alhamdulillah.
Yes.
Do you know one of the bosses of this establishment has just walked in with a camera?
Yes.
And do you know what? I'm really nervous now.
Yeah, I've got to put my legs down. I sit with my legs up.
Make sure my belly's in.
Yeah. Oh yes. Sit up straight.
Have you got my best side?
I sit with my legs up, and it's for no other reason that my sciatica's kicking in. But then people walk in and go, "What's he doing? He's got his legs up. One's the best. He's got his legs. Got his feet up.
Feet up on the guest." Chair
got his feet
studio.
Up on
you
the guest chair. Normally, I take my shoes off. I can't even. I haven't even got the strength to keep my shoes off. I've been working hard this weekend. I've been working on my side garden.
Junaid, I'm not going to turn around and face.
He's getting your best side.
Is he still there?
He's getting your best side. He's taking you from behind. Who are?
Steady on, Mrs. Steady on. Stop it. Stop it. It's a family show.
We have a photographer in our midst.
We do.
Do you know, we have a photographer.
Listeners. Anybody that thinks that they can do any better on the radio
are welcome.
Than we do, anybody that thinks that is right.
Yes!
He's saying what?
He's saying look up.
Is that cameraman still here?
He's still here. He's saying look at me. For goodness sake. These buttons will do themselves.
Look into the lens. Don't worry. Don't focus on what...
Oh. He just showed me the picture. That's brilliant. You're not in it.
I'm not. That makes it a better picture.
It's perfect. No, don't take one of him.
Oh, please.
Don't take one of him.
Please. Listeners.
That camera's too expensive.
We'll be back after this. Do you know we've just been told?
Yes.
Why this gentleman is taking pictures of us?
We just assumed.
for his private collection? For some reason, he thinks that's funny.
Yeah. No, he didn't laugh. He didn't laugh. He gave a wry wink.
So the reason why he's taking photos of it is... We've won the Queen's Award.
We've won the Queen's Award.
Queen's Award
for voluntary services.
We've won it.
It's the OBE for voluntary services.
We've won
MBE,
it, Junaid.
OBE, one of the other.
We won something.
We won it.
What was the last time you won something?
Go for never. Well, I spend every day with you, so in the lottery of life, I'm a winner.
I could say the opposite.
For every yin, there's a yang. For every up, there's a down.
So, this is photos.
Yes.
Because we're being presented with the Queen's Award. Yes.
And when they're going for the Queen's Award...
For voluntary service.
They need some pictures to go on the screen behind them.
They need some pictures of volunteers at work.
At work. But the thing is...
They call this work?
It's a month from now. So I'm starting to think, evidently we're not going to be here a month from now then. Otherwise they could have taken it the day before, couldn't they? So we'll get these in early.
Yeah, get them now while
they're still here. Take them now while they're still here. Take them now. Get a video. Stamp it. Time stamp it.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi.
Wa barakatuh.
Has that finished that then?
That's finished that.
Has that one snuck up again as well?
It just did. It's one of those that just like ends.
They should fade.
Without any warning.
They should fade. They should even fade with a 5, 4. Well,
actually, in truth. 3. It does.
Yeah, you just have to be watching it.
On that screen. It does, to be fair.
It does, to be fair. But while you're sat eating a sandwich and drinking coffee, he's doing neither of those things.
While you're sat here wondering why a photographer's in the room.
Yeah, that's the thing.
First rule of radio.
Yes. It's never mine, I think you'll notice. It's never mine. Do you need to take that?
No.
It's never mine.
Should I take it live? What do you think?
Yes. Oh, that'd be good. It's never mine. Do you know why it's never mine?
Go on.
Nobody rings me. Mine's on full volume and I'm sat here waiting for somebody to ring so I can go, oh, I'm terribly sorry. Look at that, I'm popular.
Look at that.
Never going to happen.
Somebody likes me.
Never going to happen.
Somebody likes me.
Never going to happen. Oh, my goodness.
Right then, so we've just done 26 and a half minutes.
What have we said?
Nothing.
Nothing.
At all.
People know that there's a photographer in here, that's all.
I know, and they've no idea why.
That we've won the Queen's Award.
Other than that, it's just
for voluntary services.
It's just two old men with beards. Just being
bonkers.
bonkers.
You like being bonkers, don't you?
I do, I love it.
You've really, you've taken to that. It's an accolade.
It's brought me out of my shell.
Because you were a wallflower before that.
Oh, here we go.
So we're not going to learn from our mistakes then. You don't know it's me ringing you, don't you?
Subhanallah.
I'll get him.
Jimmy.
I'll ring him.
So
I'll ring him. This will show him. Is your phone still on? No, it's not. Let's see.
What have we got on the
We've got loads to talk about today. What I do is, as we meander through the week, I just look out for little conversation pieces, little vignettes, little stories across Google and in the press. And alhamdulillah, there's always lots of them. Because there's some silly things happening in this world. Now, you are all used to hearing the good news. You're certainly used to hearing the bad news. What you're not used to hearing is the freaky news. So we'll give you some of that. And we've got loads of it over the next two and a half hours. If you can hear something in the background, it's Yusuf mending the computer that the photographer broke. He came in and he leant on it and it was proper, what do you call it? Inspector Clouseau. Ooh, there's a bum. Inspector Clouseau leant on it, fall all down, collapsed in front of us. And he just went, walked off. Didn't pay it any mind. But now we've got loads of stuff to talk about. Range Rovers, weather, sharks, supporters. Oh, there he goes again. What the hell? Wow. US woman rescued. Classic Rover. Couple confront woman with Asda trolley. We've got lots. I know. We've got lots. Woman.
Do you know what? I'm looking forward to all of those items.
STL, an anti-fascist process.
Anti-what? Sorry?
I don't know. I don't know what I was going for there.
Was that anti-fascist?
I think it was anti-fascist protest. But try saying that quick. Anti-fascist process. Protest. You see? It's not as easy as I thought.
Anti-fascist protest.
Now say it quickly.
I just did.
No, you didn't.
Terrible.
You went anti-fascist. I watched your shoulders.
Anti-fascist.
You punctuated it with your shoulders.
Anti-fascist.
There you go.
I do actually, don't I?
Yep.
I do.
You do. Like, you do. You do.
Why? Why do I do that?
Why do I do that?
No idea.
I just know that you do. Brilliant. Oh, my goodness. Bert, brilliant.
Unbelievable.
Oh.
So,
which one of these shall we start with?
Do you know what? I don't think we can start with any of those just yet, because there's something that we have to do.
Ooh.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Too good to miss.
Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi.
Wa barakatuhu.
Alhamdulillah.
That sounded like the Titanic taking off, didn't it?
Was that your arms?
Hey up, tin man.
Hang on a minute. Are you ready for this?
You see, but you didn't hear that, did you? It didn't happen. Yusuf is absolutely convinced I keep hitting myself in the face with this microphone. I've only done it the once.
You know, listeners, we've taken a huge step today. We have swapped places.
We've swapped seats.
I'm now seeing this radio station and this whole event from the viewpoint of our brother Junaid here.
Yes,
where he lays back.
Yep.
On his seat, he puts his feet up on the
guest chair. Yes.
He sits here without a care in the world, staring up at a red sign that says Mike Live.
Yes.
And pretty much he's got nothing going on.
Nope. That's
Whereas,
it.
What's it like over that side of the desk, Junaid?
It's a little bit intimidating and a little bit. Oh, I'm surrounded by buttons and slideys and gadgets and knobs. And it's odd. Because, I mean, part of me likes it, because I've got the control. I have the comm. I can do whatever I want.
You can fade me out if you like.
I can fade you out. Yeah. I'm not going to. I can fade you out, but I could do. And then I can look at this, and I can play adverts, and I can play the sheets, and I can... It's quite intoxicating.
You know what you like.
It is quite nice.
That side at the desk.
I'll tell you what we'll play.
Go on.
We'll play What Happens Next.
Okay.
What Happens Next. Okay. A woman, Olga Solomina, 46, from, I believe, somewhere, wanted a picture with a lion. And she was in she was in Taigan Safari Park in the Crimea.
No.
So she wanted a picture with the lion, and the person with her, she went, "Have you got your camera ready?" They went, "Yes, I've got my camera ready, but how can you possibly get a picture with that lion? It's in its enclosure." And she said,
"No."
"Yes. Oh, it's okay. It looks like it's asleep."
"Oh no.
I'll go it's in its enclosure and I'll kneel down behind it."
Oh, okay. My God.
What happened next?
Oh, my God. I gather she's not here to tell the tale herself.
She is here to tell the tale. Not all of her.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. There's a picture of a woman stood next to a very, very, very big lion. And it says, "Moment Safari Park visitor poses with a lion mere seconds before it mauled her like a rag doll."
Oh, no.
What does she expect?
Savannah, that thing can smell her from half a mile away.
Oh, my goodness.
It's asleep.
I think it's asleep.
I think it's sleeping.
Oh my goodness.
God.
Because you can't smell anything while you're sleeping.
Some people. Oh,
I should see the size of it.
Oh,
it is
God,
huge.
No, thank you. I'd frighten the living daylights out of me.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I mean, I'll just go in
you
here.
You know I love cats.
You do like cats?
I have a real passion for
you're
cats.
You're a fan of cats.
I have never had a catless house. I've always had a cat.
Yes.
And when one sadly passes away, we get another one.
Yep.
And it's always been like that
it's
all my life.
It's the cycle of life, Simba, if you'll take the pun.
It is. And I love cats, but, you know, I always go up and stroke cats. I don't care where they are. I don't care. Even on holiday when you get the strays, always go up and I always feed them.
Yes.
I take extra breakfast in the morning.
Aww.
Yeah, and I feed them.
Even the one with the gammy eye. There's always one with the gammy eye. Do you feed that one as well?
I feed it especially.
Aww,
yes, I do.
Lovely.
And I stroke them and pet them.
Yep.
Yeah. Cats are a thing for me.
Yes.
I really, really like cats.
Yes.
Yeah, dogs, no, you keep them.
Yep.
Not all that bothered.
Yep.
Because I don't get dogs. I don't get it.
Yes.
I mean, you have to walk it.
Yes.
You have to feed it.
You
have to pet it. It thinks it owns the place.
Yes.
It will usually tear the place to pieces if it is so minded.
Yeah.
And it's able to do so. Whereas a cat, you don't own a cat. The cat owns you.
Yes.
And that's a fact.
You don't train a cat.
The cat trains you.
The cat trains you.
Absolutely. And my cats are absolutely king of their domain.
Yes.
I mean, my current cat, I've got a cat. He's a he-cat.
Yes.
I bought a he-cat because I've got a wife and two daughters, and he helps me balance out the hormones in the house.
Yep.
But my he-cat, he's called Billy.
Yes.
Now, to anybody out there that speaks Urdu and Punjabi, they will realise that's the word for cat.
Yep.
So, in fact, my cat is called Cat.
Yes.
But in a different language.
A different language.
Perfect. So, I love my cats, and I'll live my life around my cats. I love them, yeah. But cats are cats, aren't they?
Yes.
Domestic, lovely,
yep,
pussy cats.
Yes.
There's a couple of them
can give you a nip.
Not all cats are the same, are they?
No.
And when you start getting into the wild big cat and the game cat variety,
yes,
they're not quite the same.
No.
You can't quite cuddle and pet them in the same way.
I like an open roaring fire.
Not an open mouthed roaring lion.
No, I wouldn't stick my hand in it.
No.
You know what I mean? I won't go, I'll go and stand as close to it as I possibly can and then bend over. No, I'll keep my distance, and if I want toast, I'll do it on a fork. A long one. We used to have a toasting fork.
Did you?
We used to have a toasting fork. We used to toast fork.
How old are you?
I know. We used to have slates and chalk. Oh, in my day, all this were fields.
Is that back in the days when you were living in a cave?
And it was living next door, Stig.
Did you used to go out and kill a bison and bring
it
home?
We did. We did. And as I was going away, my dad would say, "Bison."
Bison.
Oh, dear.
Ooh. Terrible.
Scraping the bottle of that bottom of that barrel.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear, 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 dear.
That woman.
Foolish.
Just needs a daft head looking at, in my opinion.
Foolish. Foolish.
That's ridiculous.
Now, that said, this is where I now have to put my hand up. And luckily, I still have a hand to put up. I went to Gambia years ago.
Yep.
Now, Gambia is a beautiful country.
Did you see the crocodiles?
Yes. Oh, that's what I was going to talk about. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Wow.
Have you been?
No.
Oh, have you heard about it?
From you.
Oh, was it me? Oh, it's incredible. It's incredible. We were there. First of all, it's a beautiful country. Full of beautiful people.
Yep.
I mean, really, well, really lovely.
Many,
laid
many,
back.
Many of our friends down at our local mosque in Wakefield are from?
Yeah, from Gambia.
Gambia.
And they are just, so nice.
Beautiful people.
Laid back, always smiling.
Alhamdulillah.
Just fantastic individuals. So went to the Gambia, and we said, the people there said, oh, we can take you on a day trip. We go here, we go there, and we go and see the crocodiles. That doesn't sound like much fun. Why would we want to see crocodiles? Because you can pet them. What?
Oh, no.
You can pet them. What do you mean? They're not in enclosures.
Oh.
You walk into this so-called zoo, no cages, no enclosures. You're surrounded. I think there were alligators. You're surrounded by alligators. There's about 70 of them.
No.
Live alligators, one of which is an albino alligator, and it's about 11 foot long. It is immense.
Wow.
And I don't know what they do, whether they drug them or whether these alligators just really chilled. You know what I mean? But they don't move.
I think they probably keep them well fed, don't they?
Well, it could be that. It could be as simple as that. If they know they're going to get fed, they're maybe not quite so aggressive. And they're just walking them out. And you can go up and pet them. And you know that the skin looks really hard and scaly?
Yeah.
It's not.
Really?
I mean, on the top of the head it is, but across the back, yes, it's bumpy, but it's like leather. It's all soft. It's
really?
Weird.
Never expected that.
It is weird. You expect it to be like plastic, don't you?
Yeah.
And it's not. It's like leather. And it's all malleable. And you can, and the side, you can stick them in the side like that. And the side's just like leather.
Wow.
It's weird. It's like handbag. Shoes. Pair of shoes. Oh, but you go with it. I can't remember what they call this big one, but it was immense. So you kind of think, I've got a photograph next to a massive alligator where I'm there just patting it on the head going, oh, look at this. Same thing. Same thing. You have to walk out, and there's a book, you know, a visitor's book. And the bloke before me, his wife said, What shall I put? He says, say we had a lovely time. She goes, oh, that's nice. I've had a lovely time. Tell him it was absolutely fantastic. She goes, oh, it's absolutely fantastic. He said, oh, we enjoyed every minute. She goes, I can't fit all that in. He says, sign it, one arm Jim.
Excellent.
Oh, so to be fair, all it takes is somebody to say, I'll be all right. And we just take the word for it.
It's true, we do.
Extraordinary.
True.
Oh, my goodness.
That woman, what was she even thinking?
And then she complained.
The
worker, whatever you would call it, I love how the story goes. It says, luckily, a zookeeper was walking past, saw what happened, and frightened away the lion. Oh, my goodness. How big was the zookeeper?
How do you do that?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Frightened away the lion. And then when they came out, refused to ring an ambulance, said, we've got a vet. Got the vet to treat her arm. She went, I think you should call an ambulance. He goes, I don't think you should have been in the enclosure. I don't think you're one to talk. Oh, my goodness.
You clearly don't think.
No, no, not in the slightest.
And when you do, it is flawed in every respect.
Goodness. Goodness.
Outrageous.